Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Tomorrow on The Brian Lehrer Show, we'll have a family meeting all about sleep. We will hear more about WNYC's community data experiment, Clock Your Sleep, and we'll have experts on hand to answer your questions about sleep, why we need it, why you're not getting enough, and how you can improve it. We'll talk about sleep tomorrow, a family meeting on The Brian Lehrer Show. Oh, this just in from our transportation and politics desks. The financially floundering City Bike program has a new potential benefactor. We're getting word that Donald Trump has decided to bail out the bike share program on the condition that they introduce a new line of executive rental bikes to be called Trump Wheels. These would be gold-plated bicycles built for two with a cycling seat in the front and a passenger seat in the back. It's designed for the executive bike share set. This says, mostly in the financial district, but also in Midtown. The executives in the back seat could pedal if they wish, carry their weight if they wish, but that would be optional. They would be 20-inch bikes with 16-inch wheels, so the labels would say Trump 2016. We'd see these all over town, the Trump 2016 bikes. Listeners, what do you think? Are you ready to save the bike swapping program with Trump Wheels, Trump 2016 Bikes, 212-433-WNYC. Let's get some early reactions to this. 212-433-9692. Now, let's see. What else? Some of the bikes would say Trump 2016. This is just coming in. But to be fair, this says some of the others would be named for other Republican political figures. Rand Paul is buying in. He thinks it's a good libertarian policy to have an all-private sector bike share program, along with legal marijuana and no military. So some of the vehicles will be called Rand Bikes. Also, the likely New York State Republican gubernatorial nominee, Rob Astorino, will get some. But this says they're having trouble with the labels because Rob Bike is problematic. They think people will misunderstand, you know, and the courts will say they gave the thieves permission. So Rob Bike is not going to fly. They're working on that one. Maybe some of you in Westchester, where he's county executive, have suggestions. What should the Rob Astorino line of bikes be called? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And to make the program financially viable, considering City Bike's problems, the cycle chauffeurs that they hire to ride these bicycles built for two would not have to be paid the minimum wage or get the new sick leave benefits that the de Blasio administration has implemented. They could be paid $5 an hour, no sick leave. A spokesman for the Trump Wheels program says, "It's we, the investor class, who create the wealth in this city. Let some of the takers wheel us around for a change. These people are already getting food stamps if we pay them little enough. And now Obamacare subsidies, too, so the sick leave is redundant. We're already paying them to get sick." And they add that $5 an hour is in the cycle chauffeur's interest to make sure that they don't wage out of their benefits. It uses the phrase wage out of their benefits. And it's a public service for them to make that rate, to make sure the public bike share program continues. Listeners, are you ready to save the bike swapping program with this plan? If you're able-bodied and unemployed for less than 2 months, the line to apply for the job forms at the Trump Plaza Hotel beginning at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Call in if you plan to queue up, 212-433-9692. Joining us briefly for some early reaction is Paul Steely White, Executive Director of Transportation Alternatives. He is, of course, a proponent of bicycling and bike share, but has also been a critic of City Bikes management. Hey, Paul, welcome back to WNYC.
Hello, Brian.
And I know you're also just getting this report, but any first reactions?
Well, we're still digesting the news. I mean, many hardcore conservatives have seen bicycling as a United Nations plot. So we think it's a good development that, you know, Donald Trump and Rand Paul and others are finally realizing that, bicycling has something to offer, you know, everyone, you know, even, you know, the 1% conservative set. We think that this could also be a great way to expand bike share. We're hoping that Trump, in addition to seeing the bikes on the Upper East Side and in the Financial District. He's also up for some sort of cross subsidy so that, you know, New Yorkers in the outer boroughs could also avail themselves of the service.
I had heard that Mayor de Blasio might tear down the Upper East Side and replace it with homeless shelters, but I guess the bike share program wouldn't go there in that case.
Well, we'll see about that. I mean, again, we see this as a win, you know, shoring up support among, you know, a segment that has not been so supportive of bicycling or green transportation initiatives. I mean, we would rather have executives riding bikes, even chauffeured bikes, you know, than idling in Bentleys or, you know, limos and taking up valuable street space.
Let's take a phone call, if you'd stay with us for this. Paul Steele, right from City Bike. Randy in Chappaqua, you're on WNYC. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for your show. It saves me and my commute every day. I really appreciate it. I'm a little outraged to hear about Donald Trump in this situation. I find it fascinating that the bike program was put into New York City without better planning. It's been fascinating to me, but I really think this would be capitalism at its worst. I understand that we need to save the program, and I'm all for that, but to have Donald Trump be able to do free advertising all over town, it's really sad to me that that's how we would like to present New York to people.
All right, Randy, thank you very much. Paul, am I reading this right, that they would be gold-plated? Are they going to repaint every bike?
I'm actually, I saw an artist rendering. I'm not sure if it came from Trump's graphic design department, but they do look rather garish. I'm seeing it looks like some kind of emblem on the front of the bike. Yes, gold-plated, some purple striping. It's not my idea of good taste, but I think some safety research has supported the use of, you know, metallic colors might improve safety and reflectivity on the street, so there might be a safety benefit to these Trump bikes.
I should say some Democratic politicians don't like this whole Republicans buying naming rights thing for city bikes. They say don't politicize the bike share program. However, State Senator Jeff Klein of the Bronx, head of the Independent Democratic Caucus, says, hey, no problem. I believe in working across party lines. I vote to give Republicans the power. So I guess the Democrats are divided on that. We will just have to see.
Well, you know, this actually strikes me as something that some in Congress have called, you know, the bike partisan movement, where on both sides of the aisle, I think there's a lot of recognition that bicycling has a lot to offer. So we're all for bike partisan development here at TA.
Okay. Steve in Pompton Lakes, you're on WNYC. Hi, Steve.
Hi. You know, I'm just so frustrated. This is classic Donald Trump taking advantage of something that we've all fallen in love with, that has been free for us, and using it to push his agenda. The 2016, obviously some kind of, I don't know if he's going to run for some office in 2016, but it's just, it's so unfortunate. It's such a green thing that we've all fallen in love with in New York City.
Well, it's a 20-inch bike with 16-inch tires, so they're going to call it the Trump 2016. I mean, it is what it is.
He's using our love of the bike program. He is taking advantage of New York City too many times. I'm sure he's a great guy, but you know what? He's a businessman at heart. So I think this is terrible.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot. Now, here's an interesting development. Citibank does not want to be outbid here and lose all these free advertising opportunities on the street with the bike swap program to Donald Trump. Citibank, no stranger to government bailouts, offers this statement. We can't afford to spend any more to sponsor the bike swap program to save it, to just throw money at the problem, which doesn't help poor people or public schools. But here's what we'll do. We will offer Citibike members not just an annual membership to swap bikes anytime, but a personal seat license program where you can borrow money to buy a permanent right to use Citibikes for your whole life. It would be what Citibank calls an adjustable rate bike swap program. It starts out really cheap, no money down. You pay Citibank like 1.5% on the value of the bike per month. That's low. They then sell your Citibike fees as something like stocks. They're called credit default bike swaps. Perfect. They'll make money to support the Main Street economy, and you'll be on your way to owning your own personal bicycle seat license after 15 or 30 years, depending on your program. And Paul, Fred Thompson even has a reverse bike swap mortgage where the bank will buy it back from you if you pay them just a little additional interest every month. So Citibike is hoping the Trump wheels and Trump 2016 bikes won't be the only game in town. So pretty interesting development. Looks like some competition breaking out, Paul, to support bicycles in New York City.
Well, we might have a race to the top on our hands. And, you know, if we are giving, you know, our transportation system, you know, if we're making it open to the highest bidder, you know, we might as well make that work for us. And, you know, if the public coffers can't support, you know, a low-cost transit option like Citibike, then, you know, this is what we're left with. You know, we have to find, you know, any kind of support we can.
Eleanor in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi there. How are you?
Okay.
Thanks for taking the call. Just curious as to whether the liberal politics of New York would actually affect whether or not people would use a program with Trump's name plastered all over the bikes. I mean, riding a city bike versus a Trump bike, I think, would deter a lot of people from using the program. So I'm curious as to whether or not it would actually save it.
Of course, if a liberal really sat down and thought of it, who would be a bigger villain, Citibank or Donald Trump?
But in politics, I think that's difficult to make that argument, especially when it's so blatantly, you know, when someone like Trump is so blatantly running for elections these days and people are so against him taking over developments and other property in New York, that seeing his seeing people bike around the city on it, I think, would be harder for people to swallow than riding on Citibank.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. We'll see. Let's see. Under the plan, as we're getting more on this now, the current city bikes would still carry the name of the bank, but all future bikes added as the program expands or when the current bikes are renovated or repaired, they would be relabeled Trump Wheels or Trump 2016 bikes. When you buy a Trump Wheels membership, you can show up with your cycle chauffeur at any docking station with your bike fob and birth certificate, and you'll be identified that way, and off the two of you go. Ariana in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Ariana.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I think it's completely disgusting that Trump would pay these bicyclists $5 or less an hour, less than the minimum wage in Manhattan, where the living wage is really a lot higher than anywhere else in the country or most other places in the country. I really think that a good thing to do would be to let environmental groups advertise with Citibike. I think they would get a lot more traction with people who are riding the bikes anyway, and that's my thought.
But they don't have the deep pockets.
They don't have the deep pockets, but there's enough of them to make a dent.
Interesting. Paul Steely-White from Transportation Alternatives, in a way an environmental group, as you look for alternatives to the car. Why don't you guys just fund Citibike and buy all these naming rights instead of Donald Trump or Rand Paul or Citibank?
Well, as a nonprofit, our resources are limited. You know, our role is really to watchdog the system and to make sure that it is expanded to underserved neighborhoods around the city. So, you know, we really are going to be focused on ensuring that this injection of support from Donald Trump, Rand Paul, and you said Fred Thompson might be also coming to the table. I mean, we might have to hold our noses a little bit as, you know, good liberal New Yorkers, but at the end of the day, it's really going to be the bikes that matter and, you know, having a transportation option.
All for the best. All right. I think there are only two more words left to say about this. And Anderson in Midtown, I think, is going to say them. Hi, Anderson.
Yes, Brian. I mean, the creativity here is amazing. I really love this segment because I was laughing my butt off in the car waiting for somebody. This is clearly an April Fool's joke, and it was very creative, and I loved it.
April.
And I cannot believe how angry people got. This is really something.
April Fool's. Paul Steely-White, thank you for playing along from Transportation Alternatives.
My pleasure.
Did I get you? Brian Lehrer on WNYC.